Chapter 16. Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon learn about Zion, 1830. While Oliver Cowdery and his friends were on their mission, they stopped near Kirtland, Ohio. They met a man named Sidney Rigdon, who was a leader in another church. The missionaries gave Sidney Rigdon a copy of the Book of Mormon and taught him the gospel. Sidney read the Book of Mormon and prayed about it. Heavenly Father told him the gospel was true, and Sidney was baptized. Sidney Rigdon told the members of his church to listen to the missionaries, and many of them did. Soon 1,000 people were baptized in Kirtland. Sidney Rigdon wanted to meet Joseph Smith, so he went to New York. After Sidney arrived, Joseph Smith received a revelation for him. In the revelation, Jesus said Sidney Rigdon would do great things. He would teach the gospel to many people. He would baptize them and give them the gift of the Holy Ghost. Jesus also told Joseph and Sidney that some parts of the Bible had been changed long ago. Other important parts had been taken out. Jesus said he would reveal to Joseph Smith what parts of the Bible should be corrected. Sidney was to write down the corrections as Joseph spoke them. One story that is incomplete in the Bible is about Enoch, who was a great prophet. His people were so righteous that the Lord called them Zion. Enoch's people also built a city named Zion. In Zion, people loved each other and took care of each other. No one was poor or unhappy. Everyone in Zion obeyed Heavenly Father's commandments. The people were so righteous that the Lord dwelt with them. Then he took the people of Zion to heaven to live with him. Jesus told Joseph Smith that the saints should build another city named Zion. The city would be beautiful. No bad people would live there. Those who lived in the city would love each other and be happy. Jesus said he would come and live with them.